Every stage in your life, wherever you happen to be, it's important to have that time for yourself. Being married and having a kid, it can be difficult to find that time, but I still have to find that time. And for a while, I struggled to find that time, and I struggled with my emotions around that. I struggled with reacclimating to my new life, the life that I chose. And for a while, I fought it. I spent a lot of time being angry when I didn't have to be, because sometimes I felt like I didn't have a choice. There wasn't enough room for me. There wasn't room for me to express myself, when in reality, this is the life that I chose. Like, no matter what type of life you choose, you can't get angry about it, because you chose it. And at any moment, you can choose to do something different. Now, I'm not going to go choose to do anything but be a part of and raise the family that I have. I love doing that. But sometimes it does get rough, because it is difficult to find that time for myself. It's difficult to find that time with my wife, with the kid. But it's also difficult for me to separate myself from that. But now I'm realizing it's not really about separating from that, because that is part of me. And the longer, or the more that I tried to distance myself or separate myself or get my own time, the worse it made the family dynamic. And this is not something that anybody really warned me about or talked with me. This is not something that someone talked about with me. My dad didn't really talk about it. My mom talked about it to some extent. My mom, I think, wanted to do some different things. She wanted to be more of an individual. She never got that chance as a kid, because she raised her younger brothers and sisters. And then when she had a kid, me, she did it all again. And now that I have a kid, you know, she's a grandma. She loves being around him. And she loved being around me too. And I'm sure she loves her brothers and sisters. But what I'm getting at is, for her, she didn't have a choice when she was a kid. And then she had a choice. She had a kid, and now she has probably even more of a choice whether to take care of my kid. And my wife and I like to do a majority, but you know, when they come, my parents come and pick him up or take him for the day, or he spends the night, you know, we don't ask them to. They want to do that. And that kind of made me realize something. No one asked me to go have a kid or get married. I wanted that. And what comes with it is this responsibility. What comes with it is that I am no longer just me. I am now me, my wife, and my kid, and my dogs, and all these other responsibilities that come with that. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that, as long as you choose it. And even if you don't choose it, you still have to take the responsibility for it. Take the responsibility for the choices you've made and own up and do the best you can. And in my particular case, you know, trying to find that me time, that solo time, that individual time, I think you just have to find it where you find it. My life revolves around my family now. So it's not like I'm just going to wake up and go out of the house or go do something or go hang out with friends. I don't have friends, you know, by the way. That was kind of deliberate, but it's still, I'm not going to go out late at night or go do whatever, because one, I don't like doing those things, and two, I enjoy doing things with my family. I do get a lot of alone time. I get to work, I get to meditate, I get to work out. But you know, every time that I get alone is time that my wife is spending with the kid, and it's a compromise. You know, I don't get those days or a couple of days or a week to just kind of bullshit and do my own thing. I don't get to sleep in every day. I don't get to stay up late every night. There are things that I was able to do before that I'm not able to do now, not just because of my kid, but because I have a responsibility. I've made a commitment to my wife to take care of the family with her. She can't do it alone. So I think that me time thing is selfish in a way. I think we all need it, but to a point, You know, who's picking up the slack? And I think when you're single, you know, you have all the me time you want. And if you are single or you don't have those responsibilities yet, or you feel lonely or anything like that, take advantage of that time. Because this might be the only time that you have to take advantage of this time that you're alone, and you can do whatever the hell you want to do with your time. Because once you make commitments and once you take on responsibilities, you're not going to have that time anymore. And that's not a death sentence. That's not to say your life is over. But I am saying you are going to be sharing your life with someone else. And it's probably the biggest thing that I had to learn being married and starting a family. My time is not exactly my own anymore. Well, it is, but there are certain things that I have to do with that time, no matter what, really. And I take pride in that. I think it's helped me mature a lot, grow up a lot. It's made me do things, it's pushed me to do things that otherwise probably would have taken me a while to do. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for the life that I have. I'm thankful that I get to share my life with people that I love every day. But as for the me time, the solo time, the going off and bullshitting time, the time's over. And I'm content with that. Life goes on. I find time for myself when it just falls in my lap. You know, a moment like this where I'm out, you know, just making a piece of content. When I'm in the office writing, reading. Even when I am around my family, but I have my headphones in listening to some music, or, you know, we're all watching TV in the living room and I jump on the bike. My life revolves around my family. I take care of myself because I need to. I do the things that I have to do. I do the things that I have to do for myself to make sure that I'm able to take care of my family. And I think that's really what it comes down to. There's none of this feeling of, well, I want to do this, or I want to do that, or I wish I was able to do this. It's, what do I need to do? And in that category of what I need to do is what I need to do for myself. And so sometimes that is me communicating to my wife, hey, I'm stressed, or I need some time, I need a little rest, I need to sleep in today. I need to spend a little more time working or in the office today. Knowing that if I'm going to take the time to do that, she has to pick up the slack somewhere else, because we're a team. Because if she does that, who picks up the slack? I do. And with that in mind, when I do have my alone time, I cherish it. I put it to good use. I use it to rest. I use it to think. I use it to center myself, ground myself, refocus myself. Because this is my life. And if I'm not here, if I'm not present, if I'm wishing I was somewhere else or doing something else, then whether I have a family or not, kids or not, that's no life at all. Do what you need to do. Take accountability and responsibility for the choices you make. Keep going.